the Community Office for Resource Efficiency has been able to utilize the Renewable Energy Mitigation Program funds since its inception in 2000. So that was 20 years ago. And the program was set up to offset excess energy use that was used by snowmelt, hot tubs, pools, and larger homes in Pitkin County and the city of Aspen, and it's part of their building code. And over the years, the city and the county have adopted better building codes and also have changed the parameters for REMP, making it more incentivized, if you will, to actually mitigate those energy uses on site. So that means install a solar system to offset that energy consumption as opposed to paying into the program. And so more and more people are choosing to offset on site, or maybe they're not installing the snowmelt or the hot tub or the pool that they had planned on. And so the funds have started to decline. And when the program was set up in 2000 by Randy Udall and Joni Matranga and Stephen Knipe, they were thinking that the program might not last that long. It was set up to decline or fade away. And it's been going for 20 years, and what we've seen is a decline in the last year or so. And so now we have to think about how to be most effective stewards of the funds that are being generated.
Well, this sounds like it's sort of a double-edged sword. It sounds like it's a good thing, but then there are some pretty serious impacts as a result.
Yeah, it does have impacts throughout the valley, because I think with these funds, CORE has been able to help develop an ecosystem, if you will, and with other partners. And the funds have been used throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. And so there's been, you know, some folks who may have felt like they can rely on those funds year after year, and they have been. And so it does pose a change. Are we going to be able to get the same level of energy efficiency in projects? And part of the reason that the funds are declining is that projects like solar is declining, PV installations, photovoltaic systems, the costs are declining, so it's more affordable to do. And this also gives us a chance to think a little bit differently about how we serve Pitkin County, and then how we can partner with CLEAR and the work that they're doing in Garfield County.
So exactly what kind of projects will not be available?
Rebates to individual homeowners in Garfield County from CORE through the REMP program. We are looking at opportunities. Are there ways to raise funds? Are there things that we might be able to do in partnership with CLEAR? So right now, we won't be offering rebates and grants outside of Pitkin County beginning in 2021. So the types of rebate you might have gotten in the past might have been for a solar system. It might have been for a lighting program in a commercial business in Garfield County. Those are the types of projects that we will not be offering rebates for in 2021.
What will homeowners and businesses be able to access from CORE outside of Pitkin County and the Upper Valley?
Some of our outreach and education, we're working on our Imagine Climate program for 2021, and we're working on our partnerships right now on what that looks like, and a month-long program where we kind of step out of our technical realm to partner with art and science and technology and bring stories or bring new ways of telling the story of climate change and engaging people that we may not have engaged before.
Mona Newton, thanks very much.
You're welcome.